But if you'd had no breeze before, and now it was, you were really getting the breeze, you'd say, well, it looks like it's
hot and humid.
Okay. Now, it, just the opposite, if you say the wind was, had been real strong and it was getting weaker and weaker, what would you say it's doing? It had a very strong breeze and it almost stopped. And you were commenting to someone that it was not listening.
I know about what everybody says, but I know it's not the right time.
Well, that's what I would really like.
Well, they'd say the wind's laying.
Okay, that's fine. That's what I want. Right.
Yeah.
You've got. Well, now, how about the one I just asked? Is there a term like that that you'd hear, you'd use, or have heard, for say if the wind is getting stronger and stronger? What people would say then if it had been kind of very windless before?
Well, they'd say I guess it looks like it's coming a windstorm.
Okay, that's great. That's what I want. Now, if I guess around November, maybe December, you wake up and there's kind of a white covering on the grass, and sometimes if you planted something too early in the spring, it may be killed when it occurs. What do you call that? You could say, well, last night we had a
frost.
Okay. And if it's just very severe, would you have you heard another word for that?
Freeze.
Okay. And if it were, say, January, and you had one of these, and you had a lake, you might say, last night the lake
froze over.
Okay. And when you put some ice cubes in a refrigerator, you want them to what?
When you put ice cubes in the refrigerator.
In a refrigerator, or in the freezer, you want them to what?
Put water in the...
In the tray.
In the tray, and you want them to freeze.
Okay, and you'd say, yesterday, the ice cubes... Yesterday, they... when I put them in the refrigerator. I just look at, okay, and many times the ice cubes have, or many times the water has
frozen.
Right. Okay. See, I'm probably not asking these right, and you're doing great. It's just that if it seems slow, it's because I just don't know how to phrase the question. But you're doing exactly what I want. If we were in there, what would you use to describe that room? What would you call it? Just a room where people sit and talk, or where you entertain guests. What would you call that?
Well, we call it a living room.
Have you heard any other terms people use for an area where you just sit and talk?
I'd love to call it a living
room. Okay. And if you have a fireplace, there's some way that you gotta let the smoke get out. What do you call that if it's, say, made out of brick or stone at the top of the house?
Chimney.
Okay. And what if it's an industrial plant and you have a pretty large one? Do you use that same term, or do you have another one?
No, we'd call it I don't know where that term out. I shouldn't think it'd be the proper term. We call it, in this country, we call it a smokestack.
That's what I heard. And on the, what do you call the front of, say, an old-fashioned stove?
Front of an old-fashioned stove? Mm-hmm.
Say one that was
a cook stove or a heat?
Oh, a cooking stove.
Cooking stove? The front of it?
Mm-hmm.